Welcome to Between the Lines, where we journey beyond the surface of Scripture with hosts David and Jonathan. Get ready to deepen your faith as we uncover the hidden gems of the Bible. Without further ado, here's our show.
All right, you're here with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible on WVFF 97.7. Glad you could be here. Any day reading God's Word is a good day. We're in the midway through the book of Joshua. Children of Israel have come in to possess the land. They started out bad. They got God a little riled up for them because one family kept some of the spoils, and God had told them at that time to burn everything. So after he rooted out that cancer, that entire family was taken out because they all knew about it and they kept their mouths shut. And God said, you know, if these things get in your camp, it's up to each and every one of you to root it out because it will grow like cancer. So the entire family was taken out. And it's you might think back to the law where it says a father doesn't pay for his son's sins or a son doesn't pay for his father's sins. Well, the father sinned, but then the son knew about it. So that tells you about the law right there. If you have knowledge of someone else's sins, you're also guilty if you don't bring it forward.
Neighborhood watch.
Yes, the law is bondage, and it ends in separation from God and death. There's nothing else you can get from it. That's why Jesus came back to restore the first covenant, which was not the Ten Commandments. The first covenant given to Abraham was, follow me with all your heart and circumcise your children. And because they couldn't do it, the law was put on them as such a binding thing that they would desire to have the freedom that they had again one day. And that's what Christ done with his sacrifice. And I tell you right now, Christian, if you believe in Jesus Christ and you hold on to the law, the Bible says you have made Christ's sacrifice of no avail. You have basically told the Son of God, who came here in the flesh and lived a perfect life, followed the law and fulfilled the law, and died a horrible death, and every sin that every man has ever done was pinned on him, and he felt them, and he died, he went to hell, and he took Satan's power, he bruised the serpent's head for you. You're basically telling him that that just wasn't enough, Jesus. I got to hold on to some of this law to make myself appear holy. Just believing in you and following after you just isn't enough. So think about it. The Bible says if you hold on to one tittle of the law, you must keep it all. And we know there was only one man that was able to do that, and that was Christ himself. So Joshua and the children of Israel have come in. They've wiped out the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and all those. Most of those, there's still a lot left. But and you notice they've taken out tens of thousands of people, and they didn't lose a single person. As God said, I send my angel before you. Every time they go into a battle here in this Bible, it always tells how many they lost. When they knocked down the walls of Jericho, when God knocked down the walls of Jericho for them, he told them to go march around the city 6 days, and then the seventh day blow the trumpets and shout. The walls came down, they went in, and they took the city. They lost no one. But then they said they were full of themselves after that, and they said, oh, let's go do AI too. We don't even have to send everyone over there, we'll send 3,000 over there. There was no God instruction there. Nobody even talked to God. They got full of themselves. They weren't the ones that brought down Jericho. God had brought down Jericho, but they felt like they had done it, and we'll only send 3,000 over there. So when they did, they were routed. The people of Ai came out hard. God was not with them, and I think it said they lost 38. So, you know, every time they lose, it tells you about it, but it doesn't say anything about losing any people here because God was with them, just like he did on the other side of the river when they took down Og and his people and Bashan. They didn't lose anyone. Nothing is impossible with God. Chapter 13, book of Joshua. Now Joshua was old and stricken in years, and the Lord said unto him, thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. This is the land that yet remaineth all the borders of the Philistines and the Gershi, from Sihor, which is before Egypt, even unto the borders of Ekron, northward, which is counted to the Canaanite. Five lords of the Philistines, Gezites, and the Ashterthites, and the Elkalathites, and the Gittites, and the Ekronites. Also the Avites, from the south, all the land of the Canaanites, and Merah, that is beside Sidonians, unto Aphek, to the borders of the Amorites. Now, so many years have gone by. The Bible doesn't tell us how many years, but many years have gone by because Joshua has, he was already old because he was one of the ones that came back with a good report when they sent the 12 spies in, and the other 10 gave a bad report, and they stayed 40 more years in the wilderness. So if he was a young man, say 20 years old, he would have been at least 60 at that time. So some time has passed because he's at least 80 now, probably. In the land of the Gibeites, all of Lebanon toward the sun rising, from Baalgad under Mount Hermon unto the entering into Hamath. All the inhabitants of the hill country from Lebanon unto Mizrepothmim, and all the Sidonians, them will I drive out from before the children of Israel. Only divide thou it by lot unto the Israelites for an inheritance, as I have commanded thee. Now therefore divide this land for an inheritance unto the 9 tribes and the half tribe of Manasseh, because we left 2.5 tribes on the other side of Canaan because they decided they did not want God's inheritance. The land over there was just fine, and if we can probably get away from this law by staying on this side of the river. With whom the Reubenites and the Gadites have received their inheritance which Moses gave them, beyond Jordan eastward, even as Moses the servant of the Lord gave them, from Aroer, that is upon the bank of the river Arnon, the city that is in the midst of the river, and all the plain of Medeban unto Dibon, all the cities of Sihon king of the Amorites, which reigned in Heshbon, unto the border of the children of the Ammon, and Gilead, and the border of Geshurites and Machahites, and all of Mount Hermon, and all of Bashan unto Selkah, all the kingdom of Og in Bashan, which reigned in Ashtaroth and in Edrei, who remaineth of the remnant of the giants, for these did Moses smite and cast them out. Nevertheless, the children of Israel expelled not the Gershurites, who the Machahites by the Gershurites, and the Machahites dwell among the Israelites unto this day, because they fooled them. You know, the hardest thing in this Bible is the names of some of these cities and the names of some of the persons. They're absolutely terrifying. As a preacher, you're up there behind the podium, and you know what lies on the next page. Yes. And there's no way to prepare for it if you're not a Hebrew. Only unto the tribe of Levi he gave none inheritance. The sacrifice of the Lord God of Israel made by fire are their inheritance, as he said unto them. And Moses gave unto the tribe of the children of Reuben inheritance according to their families, and their coast was from Aor to the bank of the river Arnon, and the city that is in the midst of the river, and all the plain of Medeba, Heshbon, and all her cities that are in the plain, Dibon, and Bemeth-Baal, and Beth-Meon, and Jahaza, and Kedemoth, and Methohath, and Kirjathaim, Sipman, and Zarathashar, Har, in the mount of the valley, and Beth Peor, and Ashtapisgah, and Beth Jesimoth, and all the cities of the plain, and all the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, which reigned in Heshbon, whom Moses smote with the princes of Midian, Evi, and Rekem, and Zur, and Hur, and Reba. These were dukes of Sihon dwelling in the country. Balaam, also the son of Beor, the soothsayer, did the children of Israel slay with the sword among them that were slain by them. And if you go back a little ways, you'll see the story of Balaam and Balak. Balaam actually had a covenant with God because he could go to the high places and speak to the Almighty God. There are many covenants in this book. God chose the Hebrew people because he brought them out of the Adamic line. If you go back to episode 1 of Between the Lines, you'll find out there are 2 bloodlines in this world. And there the seed of the serpent and the Adamic line, and there is a constant spiritual warfare being waged that Christ will come back one day and totally end. But Balaam, God will make a covenant with anyone that wants to follow him. And we see that back in Leviticus and Exodus, where God says the strangers that come to your camp, they want to be part of the family, they can circumcise them. God excluded no one. The only one he excluded were the lines of the seed of the serpent. And he didn't fully exclude them too. He said to Cain, when Cain gave his sacrifice and God didn't honor it, and his countenance fell and he became angry, he said to him, "Do you not know there is redemption even for you? Anyone and everyone, because God had covenants with all the inhabitants of Canaan at one time, the Canaanites at one time, the Pezerites and the Hittites and the Hivites, all of those he had covenant with. And he said, they have not transgressed against me enough yet. And when they do, I will move you in and give you their land." God excludes no one. Verse 23, "And the border of the children of Reuben was Jordan, and the border thereof. This was the inheritance of the children of Reuben after their families, the cities and the villages thereof. And Moses gave inheritance unto the tribe of Gad, even unto the children of Gad according to their families. And their coast was Jazer, and all the cities of Gilead, and half the land of the children of Ammon unto Aroer, that is before Rabbath. And from Heshbon unto Resmathmizpeth and Bethamim, and to Mananim unto the border of Debri, and the valley of Betharim, and Betharamah, and Succoth, and Zaphon, and the rest of the kingdom of Sihon, king of Heshbon, Jordan, and in his border, even under the edge of the sea of Chinnereth, on the side of Jordan eastward." I can see where you could get confused back in these days. You know, "Dad, I'm going up to Betharim." And you go up to Betharim, and Dad sends some people looking for you because something came up at home. And he says, "Where were you at? You didn't go where you said you were." I said, "I went to Bethlehem." "Well, I thought you went to Bethlehem or Ra." "Oh, sorry, son." "Sorry about that beating I just gave you." "Lying to me. Misunderstanding." "This is the inheritance of the children of Gad after their families, the cities and the villages. And Moses gave inheritance unto the half of the tribe of Manasseh. This was the possession of the half of the tribe of the children of Manasseh by their families. And their coast was from Mahanaim unto Bashan, all the kingdom of Og." That's a good one there. Kingdom of Og. How easy is that?
Yeah. Yep.
"King of Bashan and all the towns of Jerir unto Ar the Bashan, 70 cities. And half of Gilead and Ashtaroth and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan, were pertained unto the children of Machir, the son of Manasseh, even to the one half of the children of Machir by their families. These are the countries which Moses did distribute for inheritance in the plains of Moab on the other side of Jordan by Jericho eastward. But unto the tribe of Levi Moses gave not an inheritance. The Lord God of Israel was their inheritance, as he said unto them." Chapter 14, between the lines, understanding the Bible. "And these are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the city of Israel distributed for an inheritance to them. By lot was their inheritance, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses, for the 9 tribes and for the half tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of 2 tribes and a half tribe to the other side of Jordan. But unto the Levites he gave none inheritance among them. But the children of Joseph were 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. Therefore they gave no part unto the Levites in the land, save cities to dwell in, with their suburbs, for their cattle and for their substance, as the Lord commanded Moses. So the children of Israel did as they divided the land." So the Levites were the original city dwellers. "Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua and Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, Kenizzite, said unto him, 'Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee and the Kedeshnebar.'" This is, it comes back to when the women did not, the man didn't have any women, any male offspring, I do believe. 40 years old, that is when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me to Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought him word again that it was in mine heart Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land wherein thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, thy children forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord thy God. Now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake these words unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. He's 85 years old. As yet I am strong this day, as it was in the day of Moses sent me, as my strength was then, even so is my strength now. For war both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day, and thou heardest in the day now that Anakims were there, that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became an inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite unto this day, because that he had wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kirjath Bara, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rest from war. But Caleb was the other spy that went. Joshua and Caleb came back and gave good reports, and the other 10 gave bad reports, and the 10 riled up all the other people, and they all said, Woe is me, God can't protect us, he's too weak. And God caused them all to wander for 40 years until they all died, except for those two. So Caleb comes and says, Please give me this mountain, I've been faithful. And Joshua does it. Chapter 15, book of Joshua. This then was the lot of the tribe of the children of Judah by their families, even to the border of Edom, the wilderness of Zin. Southward was the uttermost part of the south coast. Their south border was from the shore of the salt sea, from the bay that looketh southward. It went out to the south side of Melechikarib, Bim, and passed along Zin, ascended up on the south side to Keshbarnea, and passed along to Hezron, and up to the Adar, and fetched a compass to Karka. From thence it passed toward Asmon, and went out into the river of Egypt, and the goings out of the coast were in at the sea. This shall be your south coast. And the east border was the salt sea, even unto the end of Jordan, and their border in the north quarter was from the bay to the sea at the utmost part of the Jordan. And the border went up to Beth Hogla, and passed along by the north of Beth Arba, and the border went up to Stone of Bohan and the river of Reuben. You know, these are laborious readings, portions of the Bible, but these are how, when they had divided up the land, how they knew what was theirs, and they wrote it all down. And after they went in and possessed it, they went up and set little rocks here and there to show their borders so they would know it. And the border went up toward Debri in the valley of Achor, and so northward looking toward Gilgal, that is before the going up at Adinnimim, which is on the south side of the river, and the border passed toward the waters of Enshemesh, and the goings out thereof were at Enrogel. The border went up by the valley of the son of Hinnom unto the south side of Jebusite, the same as Jerusalem. And the border went up to the top of the mountain that lieth before the valley of Hinnom westward, which is at the end of the valley of the giants northward. And the border was drawn from the top of the hill unto the fountain of the water of Nephtoah, went out to the cities of Mount Ephron, and the border was drawn at Bela, which is Kirjath-Jearim. The border compassed from Baalath westward unto Mount Seir, and passed along unto the side of Mount Jearim, which is Chesalon on the north side, and went down to Beth Shemesh, and passed on to Timnah. The border went on to the side of Ekron northward, and the border was drawn in Shikron, and passed along Mount Bela, and went out unto Jabneel, and the goings out of the border were at the sea. And the west border was at the great sea and the coast thereof. This is the coast of the children of Judah, round about according to their families. And unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh he gave a part among the children of Judah according to the commandment of the Lord of Joshua. To Joshua, even the city of Arba, the father of Anak, which city is Hebron. And Caleb drove thence 3 sons of Anak, Shishai and Ahiman, and Talmai, the children of Anak, and those were giants. And he went up thence to the inhabitants of Debir, and the name of Debir before was Kirjath-sepher. Caleb said, "He that smiteth Kirjath-sepher and take it to him will I give Etsha, my daughter, to wife." Wow, that's quite the prize there. And Othniel, the son of Kesma, the son of Caleb, took it, and he gave him Etsha, his daughter, to wife. Came to pass, as she came in unto him, that she moved him to ask for her father a field, and she lighted off her ass. Caleb said unto her, "What wouldest thou?" Who answered, "Give me a blessing, for thou hast given me a south land. Give me also springs of water." And he gave her the upper springs and the nether springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Judah according to their families. And the uttermost cities of the tribe of the children of Judah toward the coast of Edom southward were Kabzeel, Adar, and Jagur, and Kena, and Dimonah, and Abida, and Kedesh, and Hazor, and Ithna, Ziph, and Telmem, and Beloth, and Hazor, Hazadoth, and Kirioth, and Hezron, which is Hazor, Amen, and Shema, and Melada, and Hazragida, and Heshmon, and Beth Pelet, and Hazar Shula, and Beersheba, and Bizjolja, and Bela, and Aim, and Ezim. I was just speaking in tongues there for you Pentecostals out there. If you didn't get that, it was a blessing from God. I don't think the tongues were exactly right, but I was trying my hardest. And Elalad, and Chesneel, and Horma, and Ziklak, and Madmama, and Sanana, and Lebaoth, and Shilhim, and An, and Rimmon. All the cities are 29 with their villages. Any of you Bible scholars out there in the listening area who can say all of these names fluently, I invite you up here to the WBFF 97.7 studios to interject when we come to these portions of our readings, because it sure would be good to know that we're saying these things correctly, because the most terrifying parts of this Bible are reading the words of the names of the cities and some of the names of the sons and daughters. And in the village of Eshtalah, and Zoriah, and Ashma, and Zenoah, and Ingaim, and Tepahuah, and Anim, and Jarmath, and Edalam, Sokoth, and Zika, and Chicago. Oh, no, sorry. I put one in there that I knew how to say. That one's not in there. And Shearim, and Adalethim, and Gidorah, and Gidorathaim. 14 cities with their villages. Zenon, and Hadeshah, and Migdagad, and Dilam, and Mizpeth, and Jokthiel, Lachish, and Bozkath, and Eglon, and Kabon, and Lamem, and Kithlith, and Gidaroth, Beth-Degion, and Namath, and Makedah, 16 cities with their villages. Oh, there's a whole other half page of this, Jonathan.
I know. I saw this chapter coming up, and I was like, oh, boy, that's going to be a fun one.
Oh, we're going to run the entire audience off.
Yes.
I'm just speaking in tongues, folks. Give me a second. Libna and Ether. Actually, I am. These are foreign tongues to me. Mm-hmm. Libna and Ether and Ashman, and Jiptah and Ashna and Nezib, and Kelah and Ashba and Mary Shan. 9 cities with their villages, Ekron and their towns and her villages, from Ekron even unto the sea, and all that lay near Ashdod with their villages. Ashdod with her towns and her villages, Gaza with her towns and her villages, unto the river of Egypt, and the great sea and the border thereof. And I can see, it's Joshua standing up there, and he's telling the head of the tribe of Judah, this is where your things are. And he lists off all these things, and next, bring up the tribe of Issachar, and we're going to tell him. And the head of the tribe of Judah is walking away saying, did you get all that?
Yeah. Seriously.
I got the first 3. How about you? Did you get any of that?
Yeah, because they had to know. Like, when we spelled this out, they had
to. I hope somebody was writing this down.
Yes.
We'll be back with more spiritual insights on Between the Lines after a brief message from our sponsors. Stay tuned!